Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you can see me, so here's a surprise. All right, I promise I'm going to James, Chase, Carlos, Jefferson, Andy, Philip, D. The number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. Zach Voorhees is with us a little bit the next hour, as we got over an hour, 15 minutes till we have our next guest host taking over, Trill Salente. He'll be able to get his presentation he's got ready at the bottom of the hour, and I promise to go to your calls. It's all on this subject, so let's go to that right now. We were just talking during the break, whether it's this new globalist pope saying open your borders up or you're evil and go into hell, or whether it's the ADL, these are all just puppet groups for the satanic force behind it. You said, yeah, it's cult wars. That's really what it is, all these cults at the top battling for power.
Right, exactly, and groups of people, you know, with an ideology that's false, and they just, like, you know, and they're all controlled by a satanic elite. Putin called this out. He said the New World Order worships Satan.
And, he did. And, he did. That's why they hate Putin. James in North Carolina, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, what's going on, Alex?
Good, sir. Thank you for holding. What's your view on all this?
Well, yeah, cult wars, that's exactly what it is. Whether it's communism, socialism, whatever you want to call it, just anti-American. The more and more you look at it, McCarthy was right. You know, and ultimately that's what it is.
And what it is people that are too Machiavelli. They don't stand for something, so they just are into all this craziness and always fighting with each other for power instead of just building, and then you have power. I mean, that's really what this is, just mental sickness. It's insanity is what it is.
Yeah, and what's sad nowadays is the mentally weak that are usually the ones that benefit from being so smart. Look at AOC. I mean, it's just obvious.
Yeah, and AOC was an actor, like an actress, and she was brought on by a group that was looking for people to run in New York. And the company that, you know, hired her admitted in a documentary that they had done this and that she was just someone that they pulled out through a whole filtering process and they injected her into...
A literal puppet.
A literal puppet. Yeah, with an audition. That's AOC.
Yeah, there's things you don't hear on other news that you only hear here. That's the reason I've been listening for the past 10 years, and I'll tell somebody, hey, you need to listen to Alex Jones. Oh, that conspiracy theorist? And I'm like, you know, the CIA invented that so people wouldn't question what's really going on. And, I mean, that's the reason I'm such an ardent fan, and, you know, I don't really care what anybody thinks because the truth will come to the light. I mean, it says it in the good book, so I think we should all take heed to it, you know?
Thank you so much, James, for holding. I don't want to make it about me, but it is, and we'll go to break and make more calls. Why do you think the system is so obsessed with this show?
The thing is that you're talking about the truth, and the thing is that Jeffrey Epstein's about to be exposed as an intelligence front that was blackmailing people. And the thing is that if there's anyone that's American first, they're going to be talking about that. And so the thing is that they're making a big push right now to get rid of people like you and other channels because they want to shut down the damaging information that's about to come out. That's why.
What do you think about William Barr coming out and saying, perfect storm, Epstein killed himself? That is so discrediting.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I think personally that Epstein was negotiated out of there. I mean, if he's an intelligence operative, then they're going to want to get him out. I don't really...
I mean, I've confirmed with folks that knew who he was and worked around him that he was triple agent, CIA, MI6, and Mossad, and that they were all... And it was a very high-level group where those all nest together. That's how those work. And so he was very high-level.
Yeah, extremely high level. And the thing is that he didn't kill himself. He was either killed or he was transferred out of prison. And I think that he's probably living in some island right now.
Well, that's what Pechenik said. Pechenik really did run major black op operations. I mean, that overthrowing governments and stuff. He says he's alive.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. And Pechenik's Jewish, so you can't make this stuff up, ladies and gentlemen. It's just absolutely insane. I just want justice and freedom and American values. I don't want race wars. I don't want Hollywood with dozens of movies about killing white people and just forcing us into a fight. Forcing us. It's horrible. We'll be back in 60 seconds with Zach Voorhees. I'm Alex Jones with NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com and Band.video.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
So America is a powerful nation, the new Atlantis, the technological elite. And because we had morals compared to other countries, we've had incredible wealth. So because we have morals, corrupt groups come in and they manipulate us through our morals to hate ourselves and then go to them, the moral authority, the leftists, to let them tell us how to live our lives, hand our children over to them and submit. Zach Voorhees is a big Google whistleblower. He's here with us. And I want to go back to calls, bottom of the hour. We'll get into your presentation. But before we go to calls, spend a few minutes on, I mean, we're not just saying this. It's on record that the ADL is inside big tech with Google in people's accounts, spying on everyone. This is all admitted. It's an outrageous scandal. They also work with Microsoft and NewsGuard and all these other organizations. And are running this huge ideological purge against Americans and persecuting people. And now they say in the ADL speech, we're going to arrest the big tech if they don't fully submit to us. So big tech better watch out. The minute they try to get rid of Section 230 and bring in these folks on board for the Southern Poverty Law Center and other globalist organizations, very dangerous.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is that the ADL is actually proud that they're like, you know, trying to censor the whole internet. They brag about it. The video that I'm going to show later on is going to show them in their own words talking about how they're going to censor the internet and where all the hate speech is. The ADL is a libel and defamation laundering operation. They take conspiracy theories against people that they don't like and they flood them in and legitimize them, like against you, Alex, and then they make their way into the Wikipedia, and then that becomes, a stand-in for fact and truth. And then what happens is...
That's right. They write the script that the media then picks up and then defames you with, and then they call and they say you're defaming them.
Yeah, and the important pillar here is that it is Wikipedia that Google is using to get a secret page rank score to every website on the internet. And so what the ADL says about you will be what Wikipedia says about you, and then from there you will get your website pushed down. This isn't a conspiracy theory. This is something that Google has admitted.
And then they go to the group called G2 in Boston. It's really CIA. And then when the ADL says that and it's put on Wikipedia, that's seen as fact. And then they downrank your credit. I have my credit score. It's perfect for for business. But then it says hate, and so it goes down to into the red, so then you don't get credit, you don't get merchant accounts. I mean, this is literally what Hitler did when he got power.
He had a social credit system for the...
Well, I mean, he wouldn't let Jews do commerce. He boarded up their businesses. And so now I've done nothing, and I'm being persecuted like this. Literally, the ADL is outside my business painting, you know, I guess a Christian, and I'm a Christian there, or I'm an American. They're putting an A on it, and they got literal jackboots just smashing my windows out.
Can you tell me more about sort of the social credit thing that you've been marked down for? You said you could.
Yeah, you know, we've been getting a lawsuit ready on it and things. And I mean, it's a secret credit score that the banks have that the ADL runs through a group called G2 in Boston.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And all Americans are having it put on them. They don't even know it.
How'd you find out about it?
Well, all these documents have digital hashes in them, you know, hidden codes. But the banks are very scared. I was given three banks gave it to me.
Yeah.
And it's been authenticated. It's criminal.
Yeah, and the thing is that they're trying to sneak in the social credit system.
And the banks are very upset about it, too.
Are they?
I mean, they understand. Oh, my God, are you kidding? I mean, this is very dangerous. I've literally had an A put on me. I mean, I literally wear a digital A put there by the ADL on me.
Yeah.
And if they have their way, I'll be put in prison and have my guts kicked out.
And it doesn't matter, like, what race you are. I mean, look at Laura Loomer. Like, she's Jewish. And the thing is that she's been slandered as
well, what she is she's a nationalist patriot and loves America. And she gets in leftist faces and is effective. And what I found is the ADL particularly hates conservative nationalist Jews. Look at Stephen Miller.
Yeah. Like that.
They literally want him fired.
Mm-hmm.
They call him a white nationalist. What the hell does that mean?
Or Prager, Dennis Prager. Look at what's happening to him. He's getting his...
Because the ADL thinks they own Jews.
Yeah. And they have to reinforce it with this Holocaust narrative that keeps on going. And you know, the Holocaust did happen. Absolutely. I don't want to, like, get my words, like, mixed up. But the thing is that they use this to reinforce whatever... justification they want to be able to.
It's like I have nothing to do with what Hitler did. I'm just sitting here, and then you're acting like Hitler to me. I'm a human being. Head of the ADL, Rosenblatt. I'm a human being. And then you sit there talking about how humane you are when you persecute people like this. Unbelievable.
It's criminal.
It's just crazy. I mean, I'm literally. It's crazy town.
I mean, it's an extortion racket. Like, the ADL comes to you and says, hey, we're writing some bad stuff. Do you want this to go away? How about you make a donation to our organization? Like, that happened with YouTube's largest video producer, PewDiePie, you know, and he ended up, you know, capitulating and then, you know, saying, I'm going to donate $50,000 to the ADL. But something amazing happened when that happened. The whole internet said, why? What are you doing? And it was such a commotion because now it's known that the ADL is this slandering operation that PewDiePie did the amazing step of retracting his $50,000.
I saw that, but then I was watching one of his videos and he's like, and did the ADL try to help? Was the whole one about which one of these hate symbols has been banned? The answer is all three. I mean, imagine being the ADL, though, where you don't actually go after real Nazis. You go around terrorizing people.
Yeah. Yeah, and trying to extort them for money.
Let's go to a phone call here. Gotta go who's been holding the longest. Dee, thanks for holding. Dee, you're on the air from Virginia.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I have an idea, and I'll talk fast because I'm fascinated by your host, and I know other people are waiting. But for your 360 win, I have another layer for that if people are interested. I know that all the info warriors are really generous giving people, and during the year, as well as and especially at holiday time, I try to give extra, you know, to nonprofit organizations who serve the homeless, whether they're veterans or children and the families. And so what I'm going to do this year is to buy InfoWars gift certificates and take, say, $100, $200 InfoWars gift certificate and bring it to the nonprofit organization who can utilize wonderful InfoWars products in giving it to the people that they're helping.
Oh, my gosh, I never even talk about how we have those little gift certificates. And then they also come to InfoWars, so in the process you're waking them up when people go to redeem it. That's a great idea.
Yeah, and also, you know, like, they become aware of InfoWars, and then to the side, which is also important to people in this economic, you know, situation that some of us are in, that when the nonprofit receives a gift, they usually write a letter to the person who's giving it to them, acknowledging a tax-deductible gift, a donation to the nonprofit. So if it all works like 1, 2, 3, 4, everybody wins.
Hey, that's a beautiful idea. Thank you so much for that great idea. Anything you want to add about just the massive purge of free speech and the ADL saying they want to arrest Mark Zuckerberg and the heads of big tech if they don't submit to them?
I am thrilled that you are bringing all that information to us. I agree with everything you said. And Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
God bless you, man. You know, their attempt to cover up Epstein has blown up spectacularly. And have they figured out yet that this is a communist China with no history of ever having freedom, or Russia that was under Tsarist before didn't really have any freedom, so one tyranny could take over from the other? Don't they get it's not going to go the way they think?
I think they still think that they've got control over the people's minds in America. What's, you know, being obviously clear is that they don't have that anymore. And the thing is that people are waking up. We're going through this great awakening. And now all of a sudden, we're able to push back against this and say, no, you guys are the fascists. It's not us. Okay?
I mean, I literally love everybody for what they stand for. I don't see people what color they are. But then when they tell me they hate me because I'm white, I'm like, screw you, you know? I mean, I'm not going to put up with this, and nobody else is.
Yeah.
The ADL and all the big leftist groups are literally saying America's bad, white people are bad. But then everybody knows everybody's trying to get in this country, and that's not true.
Yeah, and they're trying to flood. I mean, the ADL is instrumental in trying to flood the immigrants, open immigration into the United States. It's democide. They want to change the United States and turn it into a socialist country.
Oh, yeah. Sacha Baron Cohen, reading her teleprompter message, says there's a big lie about replacement migration. That's a UN document.
Yeah.
He says that's a lie and doesn't exist. Well, more calls, we're going to get your presentation. Got a lot coming up. Zach Voorhees, our guest, they was.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Breaking news. Go ahead and tell folks why they've had Prince Andrew move out of the palace.
Yeah, so today, right now on the dailymail.com, Prince Andrew's friend Ghislaine Maxwell is set to come out of hiding and speak to the FBI about her connection to pedophile Jeffrey Epstein.
And we've got Obama administration under investigation criminally for Biden involvement with Ukraine Energy Company. Congress probing potential fraud, money laundering, 2016 election meddling by Ukraine officials and Democrats. Jamie White, Infowars.com, big report. Also, Paris feminists attack other protesters for highlighting studies showing 52% of male rapists are migrants. We're going to play that video coming up. DHS deputies, 60,000 migrants sent back under Remain in Mexico program. And we continue. The real bombshell of the impeachment hearings. Authoritarianism is the real bipartisan philosophy in Washington. Ron Paul's got a big article on Infowars.com. Zach Voorhees is our guest. A bunch of these clips on the next phase of the censorship plan, how to stop it, coming up. But right now, let's get to more of these calls. Carlos in Canada, thanks for holding here on the air, Carlos.
Thank you very much, Alex. Mr. Voorhees, basically, you brought up the point that I was going to talk to you about the ADL. If I have a chance, I will. But I'd like to tell you something about the Epstein case. The Epstein case is going to blow and blow and blow because it was an intelligence operation, Alex. It was essentially a honey trap ran directly by the Prime Minister of Israel, going back to Maxwell. And all the way back to the 1990s when President Clinton was involved. Now, President Clinton was silenced more than anything else and asked to cooperate with the fact that there was an operation. They were transferring technology and secret military technology to China. In 1992, Israel restored its diplomatic relations with China, and they began to transfer technology, the Lavi aircraft. I mean, it's all documented.
And that's why Ehud Olmert, I'm going from memory, he got...
Ehud Barak.
Yeah, yes, he got caught visiting Epstein in New York as well.
Correct, because he was debriefing them for... Because actually, Shimon Peres introduced Jeffrey Epstein to Ehud Barak. That's admitted by Ehud Barak. And he took the file from there. Now, it's kept so that there would be no whistleblowers. So it was handled directly like the operations that were done in the Pentagon during the weapons of mass destruction malarkey. They were handled by Ariel Sharon directly from his prime minister's office to Douglas Heath in the Pentagon. These operations are handled, as you know,
let me ask you this. Why do they, because everybody acts like Israel's one monolithic group, but it's not, from my research. Why do they want Benjamin Netanyahu out so bad?
Well, there it is. People don't don't realize that Ehud Barak started the political party about a year and a half ago before the elections to actually, because he saw the opportunity of settling peace with the Palestinians, which he had started with Clinton. And when Ehud Barak began this political party, seeing that Netanyahu wouldn't be able to do so, and President Trump was coming in with the deal of the century, he tried to set up a political party. At this point, the dirt, and Ehud Barak has said this, that Netanyahu probably was behind the release of those photographs involving Epstein, was to discredit him so that he wouldn't have a chance to get reelected. Now, as it stands right now, President Trump has given so much to Israel with regards to the deal of the century that it isn't Netanyahu has to pay up. So Netanyahu cannot really become prime minister again because he will be asked to perform and deliver on the deal of the century. And obviously, many people in Israel in the high places don't want to give one single inch of their territory to the Palestinians.
Sure. So Ehud Barak was the handler of Epstein. That's all come out. Yes, I've covered this like 13 years ago. My point is that who do you see as the factions then battling in all of this? And why does the ADL think taking me off the air is going to stop it coming out? All it's going to do is make me cover it more now.
Strike
and they
the
just
facts.
Put me right on this channel. Oh, here, you want me on that channel 24/7? Here, attack me and try to destroy me. Here, I'll just go 100% attack. I mean, what the hell are they thinking?
Yeah, which is why I'm here to amplify this message about what's going on, because we are taking back America.
I'm just sick of people trying to destroy me and my family for no damn reason. Call me a freaking Nazi for nothing.
Yeah.
I'm the jack crap to these people, man.
Yeah.
Alex, the ADL?
Yes.
When they talk, listen, President Trump had better be very, very careful because the Red Terror, this is in history, this is documented. The Red Terror is coming to America, and he better watch out because if he doesn't begin to address it, he will be facing, if he is reelected, of course, and there's every indication that he may not be for many reasons. We won't go into that today. But the point is that if he doesn't watch out, is all this has happened before. You just have to talk to people like Putin, who knows all about the Red Terror and how it was instigated and how other people suffer because of it.
I know this. I don't care if you're German or Chinese or Jewish or old or young. You don't want a Red Terror in America. And I guarantee you, the globalists, the leftists, are openly pushing it. They have all these TV shows and movies about violent uprisings and how they're going to kill everybody. This is psychotic. This is psychotic. I appreciate your call. You want to comment on that?
I mean, they're trying to prep us for what's going to happen, and they're trying to institute it, but they're not going to succeed because right now political correctness is ending throughout the country. People are ripping off the mask, and that freedom of speech is trying to be restored, which is why the ADL is trying to combat that and trying to censor people, because the political correctness is just melting. The chains are breaking free, and the true information and history is now emerging again.
I just don't know what the ADL thinks, or the Southern Poverty Law Center, or these crazy universities, that the attendance at all these universities is going down like 50% the last 5 years with the brainwashing. Hollywood's collapsing. The NFL's collapsing. Don't they know? People are running from this. We're sick of it.
Yeah, well, they don't care about about money as much as they care about control. And this is the thing, because I was in Google, and I was like, why are they doing this? Why are they censoring people to the point that we're missing our performance targets? And they said it really clearly because, you know, they want control. They want control of America, and right now they are losing it.
And Stelter said that. He said, well, I've talked to the head of CNN, he said, and we're willing to lose all the ratings. We're just keep doing this.
Yeah, exactly. Because money is an extension of power. It's got to be power that they're interested in maintaining above.
But the money going down is a gauge of how it's failing.
Yes.
I mean, people are just like, whoa. Just because Americans are nice people. We're not all these Nazis and crazies. I like everybody. But there are a bunch of leftists using our openness and goodness against us, that if they tell us we're Nazis and we don't get on our knees and service them, well, guess what? I'm not getting on my knees. And if you want a war, you better believe you got one. So feel your hand. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that Without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom, and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com. .com or 844-443-6637, plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Ladies and gentlemen, Attorney General William Barr says the death of Epstein was a perfect storm. And now we can just forget about it and stop asking questions. You see, the two jail guards fell asleep, and that's all that happened. So you need to go back to sleep. Except they got rid of the regular guards that day and brought in new ones. The lights turned off. The camera failed. Epstein said to his lawyers and family, they're trying to murder me. They'd already tried to kill him in one jail cell. People around the cell heard him fight for his life and beg for his life, but he was running child kidnapping rings, not just the underage girls, for the Clintons, for the deep state, for British intelligence, for the CIA, for Mossad, in a huge network. And now the whole house of cards is coming down. And guess what? Come on in here. Here's our producer, Scott. It's a limited edition shirt. Christmas lights are a lot like Epstein. They don't hang themselves. Only 2,000 of these have been printed. It's a really nice sweater. Turn around, my friend. It says Infowars.com. The O as a reef noose. A great way to expose the deep state. Exercise your free speech in the face of the globalist, and they can't stand it. Limited edition. Funds the Infowar. High quality at Infowarsstore.com. Black Friday specials, the biggest ever, are running for a limited time and free shipping. Triple Patriot points at Infowarsstore.com. And again, I really like this shirt. He was wearing it today. That reminded me that they just came in, the 18-wheeler, on Thursday. This is a limited edition shirt. It funds the Infowar. Get yours, and it helps educate people about the deep state. It's a great way to start conversations. The establishment doesn't want you to talk about it. It's bringing down the whole house of cards. So be sure and get yours, a total 360 win. Plus, people are into ugly sweaters. That's kind of the trend right now, is how ugly your Christmas sweater. Well, it's a very nice white and green. Nice words, but I got to agree, that is an ugly mug of Lord Epstein. So there you go. Christmas lights are a lot like Epstein. They don't hang themselves. Get your shirt, InfoWarsStore.com today. Wow. I need to give a bonus to whoever made that ad in the office. But I don't have money to give people a bonus. We're lucky to even operate another year. I'm not complaining. Been in this fight a long time, but the globalists are everywhere trying to take us off air. It's a goal of theirs. It's like we're a Roman standard they want to get to take down. So thank you for spreading the word. That's how we get around the censors. That's how people learn the truth. So share Bandai video, Infowars.com/show. Now, we've still got, because we have 20 phone lines, callers have been holding for over an hour. I want to get to some of the callers been holding the longest. So the next three segments you can get to your big presentation. Briefly, tell folks, Zach Voorhees, what's coming up when you go through all these clips you've got.
Okay, so there's one particular clip that I want to show, which is from the ADL's own website on their YouTube page. And what they're going to talk about is the ADL hate index and how they're working with big tech.
And again, they're inside. That's admitted. Inside your profiles, inside your computers. They're actually watching you. It's not just what you're doing publicly.
Yeah, they're trying to get information in every single way that they can. And so they're trying to tell big tech this needs to be censored because they're spreading conspiracy theories. And in reality, a lot of these conspiracy theories are actually true. And what they're just trying to do is they're just trying to, you know.
So imagine if the NSA was in your accounts doing that. It'd be a huge congressional investigation. It's illegal. But, I mean, they admit NewsGuard, Microsoft and others, it's even in the news that this consortium, your phone's behind there, this consortium of people that are doing this from the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, and other groups literally have access and are even monitoring your private messages.
Yeah, like that's what it turned out with Facebook, is that they were allowing, I think, Netflix to like spy on the messages that you were sending to your friends in order to like...
They're all doing it. So why is the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center and the left picking this fight with everybody?
I mean, the thing is that a whole bunch of damaging information is coming out. And the thing is that they need to lock down the internet because a counterattack is coming by the patriots in America. And the Jeffrey Epstein is the thread that pulls the whole thing apart. It's going to undo the whole rug and the whole tangle of compromised assets in our country. That's what I believe.
Well, if there's no believe it, that's confirmed.
Yeah.
And just the cover-up's woken everybody up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wonder why Epstein woke people up so much.
I mean, I think that there's a lot of intrigue, and I also think that the patriots in America need to get this information out there.
Well, just everybody saying Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself everywhere shows how everyone could take other messages and go viral, like, hey, Infowars.com lives. That would really upset them. And again, they really want this operation shut down because of guests like this. And this great crew out here is doing an incredible job. Let's go to who's been on the longest here. Let's go ahead and go to Andy in Florida. Thank you, Andy. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I love you, man. We love you. Before I go ahead and talk about the comment on or topic on hand, I got to talk about one of your products. A little bit about me. I'm 245 pounds. I work about 10 to 13 hours a day at UPS. And make a long story short, I used to have a problem with Adderall. I do have ADHD, but, you know, I was taking Adderall for its energy boosting properties. You know, I kind of got a little out of hand and, you know, I listen to you religiously in my truck every day. So I tried your TurboForce and really it's a cliche. This product changed my life, but TurboForce really changed my life. Needless to say, I no longer take Adderall, and I get by literally the 13 hours a day I work on a half of a packet of your hair before. And right now it's what, $29.99? If you take a half a packet, that's literally a dollar a day. And you save so much money versus, you know, a Monster, which is what, $4.99. And I just had to call in and tell you guys how great Turbo Force is. And if anybody's on the fence, they really have to try it.
Well, I went out to five of the big top places. We paid a very famous individual who developed supplements a lot of money to develop. He didn't want his name on it, obviously, because of all the demonization. And I wanted a 10-hour energy, but we couldn't call it that because of trademark names and things. But it's really 10-hour clean energy that doesn't have the big come-down. It's got a lot of minerals and vitamins and other things in it. And so Turbo Force is the strongest, cleanest stuff you're going to find out there. And so let me just briefly ask you, what's the energy like from Turbo Force versus Adderall?
Well, see, Adderall makes you, to be honest, my wife hated me on it. You know, it kind of made me real irritable. And, you know, you really are just like a walking zombie, you know, even if you take the prescribed dose, in my opinion. And the Turbo Force is more, you know, just a regular, you know, you just have steady energy. You know, it's not like an up or down, and that's the best part. There's no down. You know, you just, that's it.
Well, that's what we set out. Really strong, but a clean awake that lasts a long time. And we paid a lot for the formula, and there's more in this packet than any other brand. I mean, you can buy stuff at a gas station for two pills or $5 and a light chip. It's got a bunch of poison in it. But we're really proud of Turbo Force, so thank you, sir. Did you want to comment on all the current crazy news?
I have a question really for you, Alex. Really not going to go with what's on topic, but dude, how do you go from every day to knowing these people are gunning for you, man? I'm not trying to be a Debbie here, but do you have any systems in place if something ever happens to you? I never heard you comment on this. Like, you know, if you were gone tomorrow, like, what is Rex taking over or what?
Well, you know, I've tried to tell the crew, a plan to keep operations going, keep people on air, keep resisting. But see, they want to kill my name first. They want to assassinate my character, then capture who I am, and then basically take me off air and put me in prison. So that's the plan. Deplatform us, shut us down, then put me in prison, and then say things in my name. All these TV shows, all these movies where they admit it's an Alex Jones character, they don't want me there to counter it. So they want me to be a new emoji, basically, a new icon that says horrible things in the name of the American people. And that decision's been made. And so they're attempting, they believe archetypally, that they can destroy me. And they're the ones that made all these weird metaphysical decisions. I didn't think I was that important, but they definitely think the spirit that InfoWars is has to be shut down, captured, imprisoned, and then they're going to try to misrepresent it. Everybody's their plan.
Yeah, like when they take someone down, it's a process which involves getting rid of the periphery nodes in the network, because it's always a network of individuals when they're trying to take someone down. You try to get rid of the people on the outside periphery and move inwards. Alex, you're like in the middle of it right now. They're gunning for you. And, you know, I thank you for everything that you do in getting the truth out there. And we're going to keep fighting to bring this truth out to you and this very important information.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you, it's a responsibility. That's why I get so frustrated with the crew and everybody else. They're doing a great job. It's just there's just so much. And then I know there's limited time, and the piranhas are eating through. I'm not even worried about it. In a way, it's going to kind of be relaxing. They're chewing me all up or whatever. But it's just right now, we got to fight as hard as we can.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Jones here live on this Monday, November 24th edition. But that's not Alex Jones sitting in my chair. That's Rob Dew. All right, one of the great info lawyers here in the office. And he's the news director. That means he does more work than most people, but everybody does a great job here. And he was working on something this weekend. I forgot he was working on it, but he wants to premiere it here. Then we'll continue into the next hour. I'll do 30 minutes more with Zach Voorhees, the Google whistleblower. Will go through his presentation, and then the great Drill Salente will take over. But my buddy is here. And so tell us, you got your own Jeffrey Epstein angle here. You're also an established, quite the musician. So tell us about this little cultural thought crime offering that's not going to make the deep state too happy.
No, it's definitely not. And I want to say this was a total InfoWars production. I contacted Adon. He's playing drums. John Bounds playing guitar. And Derek is playing the bass. And I'm singing. And I wrote this song in about a day and a half. And I contacted my buddy who has a studio down the road. And we went and recorded it. Last night.
You're the one playing guitar.
Yeah, I'm usually playing, but this time I'm singing, I'm fronting it. I've got some crazed. It's definitely crazed, I'll say that. But, you know, I got sick of hearing that, and then Bill Barr came out. I didn't put Bill Barr in the song because, he said it didn't really happen. I don't care what he says, man. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, and that's the tagline.
And that's the name of this song?
Yeah, Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
And I'm told a music video is
coming, yes. Okay. It'll drop in 24 hours.
So without further ado, here's the live premiere of the song.
Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. 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 He was a victim of an Arkansas. But Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
He was buddies with a Clinton. Prince Andrew, too. He had a stable of girls for you to peruse. But no one ever knew who. Cause he didn't kill himself.
Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
The Lolita Express had its floors and no secret service, but the feds know who flew. That's why he didn't kill himself.
Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
Go, folks. InfoWars Originals. Is there more? That's good.
There's four verses.
Oh, let's hear it.
Verses. We get deep. We get deep into the Genesis.
Well, we got to have this go viral.
Oh, yeah. I think so. I mean, one way to do it is premiere it on the Alex Jones Show.
You know what that reminds me? That reminds me that Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
There you go.
Let's hear the end right here.
Very infectious.
It's a lot like Christmas lights.
Yeah. Christmas lights and drywall. It's not hanging themselves.
I'm the worst one talking over it, but we need to release this immediately.
Yeah.
People want to get this now. Release the audio. And then folks can put their own video to it. We'll have a $5,000 contest.
There you go.
Come on. We'll launch it today. Right. Put it up. Just do the audio. $5,000. Yep. But we'll have to announce the winner by, like, say, next Friday. Quickly.
Yeah.
$5,000. Add your video to it. Tag band.video to it. And what will go into it is whatever gets the most views and whoever does the best job of video. Those two things will go into it.
That's one way to make it viral.
All right, absolutely. So, Rob, what's your take on all this situation?
Well, obviously, you know, I kind of like the angle that they smuggled him out because he was an intelligence asset. And I can totally believe that at this point. But definitely, the guy didn't kill himself. The ADL attack. So it's funny. They get him out, and now the ADL is attacking you with Sacha Baron Cohen, who's a guy who just runs around. It's funny. It's like, there's this guy, Jones. He makes Jew joke after Jew joke after Jew joke after Jew joke. And then one day, someone else makes a Jew joke around him, and he goes, hey, man, that's a Jew joke. That's offensive. And it's like, hey, dude, you've been making Jew jokes for 20 years. You know, who cares?
Meanwhile, we don't even
make those.
But it's like, we're the Nazis, though.
Oh, I know. Exactly.
And, like, we're supposed to just sit there and take it.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous. And that guy has the gall to sit there, and now I'm going to be the policeman.
But he's not. That's the plan.
Oh, yeah.
It's arrest. They're telling. We're going to arrest the tech heads, and unless you purge everyone. I mean, how authoritarian is that?
Exactly. And it's like, oh, they haven't done enough? Like, it takes a lot of work now than what we used to do. We used to just put stuff out and be like, look at all the views it gets, because people were hungry for the information. Now we really have to work to get people to see stuff other than the core audience. And the core audience does a great job putting stuff out.
Because we're fighting so hard, and the enemy's so scared of you. Just go to band.video, take the live streams. Everybody, instead of saying Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, that's great. And saying, by the way, InfoWars.com first exposed it. And so find out what they don't want you to know at InfoWars.com. By the way, Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. And I'm telling you, InfoWars.com needs to be that maxim, and we can defeat these globalists.
I totally agree. We
and don't be racist. Don't go to their level because the ADL wants to say, oh, by the way, we're Jewish. We're going to take your rights and lock you up in jail. You're all Nazis. America sucks. Those people don't represent anybody but the globalists. It's just like the Southern Poverty Law Center and CNN, MSNBC. These are just a bunch of really, you know, nasty people that think you're stupid and think that they can bully you to accept their globalist agenda, or they're going to call you a Nazi. It's not going to work. We're not going to get down to their level. We're just going to expose it.
Well, think about this, Alex. We're already on a tilted playing field, and they're still attacking you. They're still scared of you. They don't like what InfoWars and Alex Jones is putting out there. So they're still, even though we're like back here fighting uphill every time we're trying to do something, we have to fight uphill. And they're like, oh, God, we have to attack them more. It's not working. Whatever we're doing is not working. People are seeing through it. They're putting on their glasses. They can see.
Well, make no mistake.
They're freaking out.
They attack InfoWars because they see it as populist as the people, because we are. We're real. We're independent. And they can't control what we say. They can't buy us. And so the big corporations literally Tim Cook saying, oh, I'm a moral person. Alex Jones is immoral. The guy runs the worst damn factories on the planet.
Yeah.
I mean, literal suicide nets.
Suicide nets.
But it's okay. He's like, I'm gay, so it's okay. Like, well, who cares if you're gay, dude?
Yeah. It's ironic. And you know what? The reason why they're coming after you, Alex, is because when I was working at YouTube, your live TV show went to the top of the search rankings. And people were searching for you. They were watching your material.
And notice
why they had to take you out.
In fact, let's do this. Go to YouTube right now, guys. Just on screen for TV viewers. Type in Alex Jones. And it's all these pinned lies and attacks about me.
Yeah.
And then people have to hand search my name and then click date added and click the last week or last month to find it because it's nothing but lies for 100 pages on top, so that when people look for my name, it sends traffic to all of these people. Go ahead and show them.
Yeah, there's the first one. The Megyn
Kelly, and then this week with John Oliver, you know, when he's not hanging out.
CBS
with,
in the morning, Bloomberg, CNN. It's all mainstream media lies. CNBC, it just goes down the list. Inside Edition, CNET. It's literally, and then all they do is YouTube just sends that stuff up to the top. Doesn't matter. You can even type
it. By the way, all those videos had like video. 20,000, 100,000 views. A lot of them have like 30, 40 million views now. Everybody's looking for Alex Jones. They watch those.
Well, look, 16 million views is the Alex Jones Returns, which is almost more than all the other ones, except for there's an... Well, yeah, no, look at that. I think that's the most viewed, even though it's like eighth or ninth down.
Yeah. Isn't that weird how it gets pushed down like that? And the thing is that, you know, you think, well, it's just Alex Jones. He's a little bit on the fringe. But now they're doing it to Tulsi Gabbard.
Now they're doing it to everybody.
Now they're doing it to everyone. And now it's
Tested it out. They tested it out on InfoWars and Alex Jones and said, okay, now we've got the algorithm perfected. We can institute this out to anybody that doesn't push the party line, whichever the globalist party is happens to be running at the time.
All right. Hey, we $5,000 contest. Into we'll the old days. Yeah. It's somewhere $100,000. We can't do it.
Right.
$5,000. Yep. You'll judge it.
Yeah.
Off of the view count and you know how good the video is.
Badassness, yeah.
The badassness. I'll let you totally judge it. Right. 5,000, and then it'll go off view count, but also how good it is.
All right.
But I want to
go put the song up right now.
And I want to go ahead and announce it and pay it out next Friday. It's a quick deal. It's easy. Your music videos, upload them to a public source. Get them out there. And
send us the link, yeah.
Absolutely. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. And you can also use the lyrics and make your own video. Let's do it that way, too. Maybe use your lyrics.
No, that's fine. I'll post the lyrics on there. And you can't, I think you can't get hit for copyright because it's our songs. That's
well done, Lord Vader. You have done well.
Should they post it to Twitter with a hashtag?
Right.
Post it with anything, man. It doesn't
matter.
What's
right,
going to happen is people are going to start doing their own things. Everybody's going, ooh, $5,000. And they're going to start making their own plans. And it's going to viral.
And we're going to give the globalist their reward when Darth Vader comes.
That's right. They're going to get it. They're going to get eternal damnation.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious. All right. We got a lot of great callers. Good job, dude.
Thank you.
We're going to go to break, and you're going to get your presentation in, and then we're going to get to some of these callers at least. So I'm trying to get to all of them. Who we got holding here? We're going to get to everybody here. Fred and Gary and Jefferson and everybody else on the other side. And I don't want to sit here and plug again. We have the money to fund ourselves. I would not be plugging constantly, but I don't want to shut InfoWars down. I don't want the globalists to win. I really, really don't. And we've got products you already need. A lot of stuff that was sold out's back in. Triple Patriot points. Never done that before. Store-wide free shipping. Free bottle of Brain Force Plus with DNA Force Plus. Take action today and give Christmas gifts of our products as well. Please help me fight the globalists harder. I want to destroy them, but I cannot do it without your help. Hour number four is only 2 minutes away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.